When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to this edition of Keep Watch Pass on the It's Not That Bad podcast channel, a proud member of the Pantheon Podcast Network. We're going to have a fun one with this one because we are talking about movies starring Woody Harrelson. And here to join me, a cheers to you, my love.
I love it.
Is my lovely wife, Carrie. Carrie, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. And I love the nod to cheers because Yeah, that was my first introduction to Woody Harrelson as an actor, and he's done a lot since.
Oh, just a few things, you know, just a few things here. And yes, Cheers was absolutely our first, you know, our first introduction to Woody Harrelson, of course, who played Woody on the show. But we are about to go through his filmography and pick three movies, movies only, not TV shows. Movies and pick three of them, a keep, a watch, and a pass. The keep is one that we hold in absolute high regard. The watch is one where, hey, you know what, if it's on, you know, kind of like Cheers, even with commercials, you know, we'll watch it. And the pass is one that we might leave on the shelf at the Blockbuster. Also, what's a Blockbuster? I miss Blockbuster. Please bring back Blockbuster. All right, but we're going to start with our keep film. So Carrie, Woody Harrelson, what is your keep film?
I am keeping his performance as Mickey Knox in Natural Born Killers.
I should have put money down on this one. I really should. But I should have known. But since, I mean, I know you. I knew you were going to pick this. But why don't you let our audience know why this was your keep film?
Oh, my God. I mean, he just absolutely hit it out of the park. I mean, he was frightening, and yet, again, there was that connection with Mallory Knox. You know, like they were madly in love and madly killing everybody who got in their way or everyone they encountered, right? It was just, it was so dark, yet a dark romantic movie. Like, I don't know. I just absolutely loved it.
Yeah, it's probably the most f***ed up version of the Bonnie and Clyde story, if you could put it out there. And, you know, other movies have tried to do this. I mean, I remember when we were doing the grading on a curve movies of 2023, and we were talking about Johnny and Clyde and how that movie should never be watched again. I'm never, ever watching that film again. But, I mean, that's the thing. Like, the whole, you know, star-crossed lovers on an absolute murder spree. Like, that trope, not the trope, but that storyline has been done, but maybe not as good as Natural Born Killers. And I know you love this film.
But can I just say, too, it was the connection with Juliette Lewis. Like, it was just the two of them were, again, like, so madly in love and just so incredibly mad.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, completely unhinged.
No, and of course, directed by Oliver Stone, written by Quentin Tarantino. And you take a look at the cast, right? Like, Robert Downey Jr., Tommy Lee Jones, Tom Sizemore. Like, this is a killer cast. And, yes, Juliette Lewis is stellar in this.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, but I hate to break your heart when I tell you that Natural Born Killers actually does qualify for It's Not That Bad.
Well, then we shall talk about it later.
You know, just not that I'm putting something on your radar, but I'm kind of putting something on your radar because on Rotten Tomatoes, yes, it does have an 81% audience score, but it's also sitting at a 50%, 50 critic score. So by our rules, that film can be talked about. The tomato is green, the movie can be seen. But I'm going to put this out to you, though, because there's a few films that Tarantino, because you know, we've talked about this. You are a Tarantino not fanatic, but definitely aficionado. I think that's the
big fan.
Yes.
Big fan right here.
Well, no, I'm trying to keep it classy here. Aficionado.
Well, I mean, yeah, that does sound fancier.
It does, right? I feel like we should be talking about, you know, the movies of which you are an aficionado while having charcuterie.
By the way, of all of my Tarantino figures, I don't have any from Natural Born Killers.
I don't know if there were any made from Natural Born Killers. I'm not
sure if it exists. No, I don't know.
But of movies that Tarantino wrote, because, I mean, I think it was our second episode was movies directed by Quentin Tarantino, and this film would not have qualified because it was directed by Oliver Stone. Mm-hmm. So let's relive this. Would Natural Born Killers have been your keep film in a movies written by Tarantino?
It would be a watch, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not keep, only because I can kind of think of another one that I would keep.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is,
save that just in case. Well, in case we talk about it later.
If memory serves, Jackie Brown was your keep film in movies directed by Tarantino, but he didn't write it. Well, so, no,
because
yeah.
That would be Elmer Leonard.
So you would have to remove Jackie Brown for movies written by Tarantino. So
now I kind of picture this would be like that, you know, meme with the red rope. You know, all of Tarantino's movies kind of like screen capped, and then I would be like, okay, so this one screenplay, this was directed starring, yep. You know, and yep. All three.
Exactly, right? Okay. I didn't mean to throw an unprepared question at you here, but that's what we do here on the show. We wing it. My keep film, and I think you'll agree that this is definitely a watch at any point in time, is Zombieland.
That is also my watch.
I will admit I will never look at a Twinkie the same way again.
I know.
I mean, the thing is, you take a look at this cast, right? Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone, who was just wonderful in this. I even like Jesse Eisenberg in this. Like, this is one of the few films where I sit there and go, Jesse Eisenberg was the perfect guy for this role.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kudos to everyone in this cast. Like, it was absolutely solid. And that's like, it may be one of my favorite zombie films.
Now, we're talking the first one.
We're
right?
talking the first one, yes.
Not the second one.
Exactly, right? So, yeah, no, like, I mean, of the main four people in that, Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Emma Stone, and Abigail Breslin, like, it was a phenomenal cast. Best cameo by Bill Murray.
Oh, my God.
Right? So, yeah, no, like, this is, and I admit, I have not watched Zombieland Double Tap yet. I feel like that's, you know, a crime against humanity at some point, and I probably have to rectify that. But, yeah, Zombieland's just a gem. And if we ever do a zombie movies keep watch pass, I have to think that this is probably going to be up there.
Are you sure it won't be the Bill Murray, Adam Driver? What was that zombie movie?
Oh, The Dead Don't Die.
The Dead Don't Die.
Like, I'm telling you right now, if we do a zombie movies keep watch pass, The Dead Don't Die is going to be so passed upon. Like, whoo.
I'm just shocked you didn't walk us out of the theater.
I thought about it.
I know.
I thought about it.
I know. You were antsy in your chair. I'm like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Have like, some popcorn.
It was like, I needed more snacks to keep me there. That's
have a Snickers.
And the problem, okay, I recognize I'm going off topic here, but you started this.
Snickers alert.
You brought this rant upon yourself. You knew. You it's like you saw the big red trigger button and you said, I'm gonna hit the chaos button right now.
I'm like baby Groot. Like, don't push the red button.
I am Groot. Well, I am Groot gonna rant the hell about this here, okay? So when we saw the trailer for The Dead Don't Die, both of us were like, this looks like quirky and fascinating and fun. And the trailer way oversold the film. And it's like all the best parts were in the trailer and you did not need to spend the hour and a half of your life in there because it was horrible.
Kudos to the editor.
Of the trailer, yes. Of the movie, not so much. But of the trailer, yes, absolutely. Like, whew. Although the funny thing is, it was actually on TV again recently, and I was like, there's absolutely nothing else on. So I started watching again, like, oh yeah, I f***ing hate this film. Why am I still watching this?
You were hate-watching
it. I was hate-watching it.
You were hoping the zombies were going to manifest themselves in our living room and end it.
But the funny thing is, I found something good to say about that film.
Oh.
Surprisingly.
After this rant.
In hate-watching the film, and maybe it was one of those things where we went in really expecting something that was fun and quirky, and it wasn't that. So now I jump into watching the film, and I'm like, there is nothing else on, and I can't really fathom the idea of jabbing something sharp into my temples to make the pain stop. And I realized that this film actually features a very decent Selena Gomez performance. She's like one of the few shining lights in this movie. So in hate watching The Dead Don't Die again, I don't know why I do this to myself, but here we are. I have praise for Selena Gomez in that film. That's about it.
Would you like a Twinkie?
I would like a Twinkie. Yes. I want to enjoy a Twinkie like Tallahassee in Zombieland. That's what I want to do. I No one's ever going to like a Twinkie like him.
Aww.
Well, since Zombieland is also your watch film, I guess I get to have the watch category all to myself here. So I'm going to take it. And I'd say this is a guilty pleasure, but I have zero guilt about liking this film. It's semi-pro. Now, normally, I'm not the biggest fan of Will Ferrell comedies. But this one, and it's definitely not because of Will Ferrell. And Woody Harrelson is actually like the straight guy in the film as far as the comedy goes. Andre frickin' 3000 as Coffee Black in this film is so funny. And I'll give credit where credit is due. When it comes to sports comedy films, Will Ferrell does a very, very good job. Semi-Pro might be my favorite. I like it better than Talladega Nights, that's for sure. Semi-Pro is like one of those little unheralded gems. And as we saw with Be Cool, which we covered on the podcast many, many moons ago, Andre 3000 has a way of stealing scenes that he's in. Oh, Dabu. Dabu.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right. So since that's my watch film, I'm going to go to you now for your pass film. What's your pass on Woody Harrelson?
I have got to pass The Man from Toronto. Because how many times we made it a drinking game and I almost died every time they said The Man from Toronto. It made me so embarrassed to be from Toronto. No, I'm passing.
You're passing on that movie.
And I think it's not Woody's fault.
No.
On this one.
He was one of the saving graces of that film.
It's Kevin Hart. Mm. Let's be honest.
Wait, you don't like Kevin Hart? haven't we talked about him, in a recent episode of Keep Watch Pass? Eventually, let me put it this way. If you ever want to know if I'm pissed off at you, sweetie, we'll be doing an episode of Keep Watch Pass on Kevin Hart films.
Okay, but what the hell did I do to you? Like,
grading on a curve for movies of 2022, yeah.
Right, to make me watch this movie and...
Oh, and Me Time.
Yeah, Me Time.
Well, see, that's not really my fault. Let me explain. Okay, let me explain. So when we were picking movies for that, movies of 2022, for grading on a curve, I had to pick the worst of the worst. It's not my fault that Kevin Hart doubled down on the worst of the worst from that year. It's not my fault. It's all blame Kevin Hart.
I think as soon as you say the worst of the worst, Kevin Hart just automatically falls under that category.
See, now I'm curious, and I'm not going to ask you what it would be because, you know, I know it's going to take you some time to process this question here, but could you find a Keep film of movies starring Kevin Hart?
Didn't he voice, one of the dogs in Strays.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So there was that. He also voiced
one of the characters in Captain Underpants.
The bunny in Secret Life of Pets.
So basically any movie where you don't see Kevin Hart, you're fine with him.
His voice work, I can get behind. There was another one too that I'm thinking. You mentioned Captain Underpants. That's one of them.
Yeah. Admittedly, he is great for cartoon voices. Like, he's very true. Animated and he carries that very, very well. So we found something nice to say about Kevin Hart.
Right. As long as I don't know, maybe.
Why do I get the feeling Kevin Hart to you is like Adam Sandler to me?
I think so.
Yeah. With rare moments of brightness.
And that's the thing. I can take very, you know, select scenes, like when he was being chased by a cheetah.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny.
So basically...
when he's running for his life.
So if you don't see him on screen or if he's being mortally wounded, you're fine with Kevin Hart.
Good with it, yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Harsh. Okay. I hope Kevin Hart never listens to this episode.
Oh, gosh.
he's going to see movies starring Woody Harrelson and be like, I wonder what they say about Band from Toronto. Oh,
I'm sure he's a very nice man.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Like, and again, this is nothing against him personally.
Yeah, let's separate the man from the art, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And that's the thing. You can like the man and dislike the art, and it doesn't affect how you feel about the person. That's completely fine with that. Okay, my past film, and again, might surprise you here. My pass is Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, I did.
I struggled with not having that as at least my watch.
See, I liked the first Venom film. I did. And we have covered the first Venom film on It's Not That Bad. So you can go back and listen to us actually praise that one because... You know, as much as people want to poo-poo all over the Sony Spider-Verse, I'm sorry, but Venom's actually a pretty damn good film. But with Venom, Let There Be Carnage, it felt like, and if we go back to the movies starring Karen Gillan episode, you were kind of poo-pooing on Thor, Love, and Thunder, and I think rightfully so. I think with Venom, Let There Be Carnage, it falls under the same, they try to put too much humor in it. And the thing is, I felt like Woody Harrelson's portrayal of Cletus Cassidy, because Cletus Cassidy is an absolute psychotic killer, and yes, he looked like him from the comic books, but I felt it was almost a little too comic booky, at least the portrayal of Cletus Cassidy. Like, I want an absolute raving lunatic for Cletus Cassidy, but like almost like a simmering Cletus Cassidy, like someone whose very presence doesn't make you scared, makes you uneasy.
But doesn't the humor almost make it a little more frightening? If you could laugh along with, it's almost kind of like the Harley Quinn theory, that if you can laugh along with it, then it's maybe even more frightening when it becomes scary.
You know what I wanted to see out of Woody Harrelson in this? I wanted to see less Jared Leto Joker and more Heath Ledger Joker. I think had he had that chaos embodiment, right? Like that ready to blow at any moment, but he's just simmering on the edge the whole time. But I felt his Cletus Cassidy was a bit too trying for a more, I get that they're trying to, you know, at least appeal to a wider audience with the Venom films, because let's be honest, if you're doing a superhero film, you know, an R rating can handcuff you. So they tried to make it, I think, as, you know, mass appeal as possible, keeping in mind that it is rated PG-13. Like, had they gone full R, then I think you could have had a very simmering, scary, and subtly psychotic Cletus Cassidy. But I think you almost had to put him a little over the top to be able to hold on to that PG-13.
It's interesting that you say that, because I find that Woody Harrelson as an actor is incredibly, like, he commands respect. Like, he is just an authoritative character in whatever role he's playing. Like, he just, you see him on screen and you're like, okay, we better follow suit or shit's going to get real.
Yeah.
Like, so almost to add the humor is maybe even, I find, more frightening, because just to look at him, he just has that very, I don't know, like, he can play comedy wonderfully, but he just has that very stern visual feature, right?
Yeah.
Like again, there was one movie where the still was showed him to be an officer. I'm trying to think. I'm actually looking back, trying to find which movie it was. But if you just picture an authoritative figure, you think of Woody Harrelson.
Right.
Right? But then to give him that humor is almost kind of like you don't quite know which way is going to go.
I get that. Maybe I just wanted a bit more Mickey in his Cletus Cassidy. I think that's what this needed. I think he needed to almost go back to that kind of...
He wasn't humorous, though.
No, I know, but that's the thing. I wanted that
in
Cletus Cassidy. I wanted more Mickey in there.
Okay.
For the record, by the way, when we talked about Venom, that movie has an 80% audience score with a 30% tomatometer. Venom Let There Be Carnage has an 84% audience score and a 57% tomatometer. So the critics actually liked this one better. It just didn't sit as well as the first one did for me.
I just enjoyed the first movie more. I think, I don't know, I liked it more.
Yeah. I mean, they are, I think they're filming now, Venom 3. So
yeah.
I'll be curious to see what they do. Because, I mean, the other thing, too, is that the first Venom ended with a big CGI glob fight between Venom and the other one. And here, you had the film end with a big CGI glob fight between Venom and Carnage. Like, I get it. I know most superhero films, the villain is going to have a very similar or identical power set to the hero, at least in those origin stories. And I get that if you're going to do a Venom film, you're going to want to have Carnage. And this is the first time we've ever had Carnage in a live action film. It felt like Carnage needed to be saved for like the third one, and you needed some other kind of villain in Venom, but I don't know who you would put in there.
Do you think they're going to bring back his ex-wife's character?
I don't know. The Lady Venom thing?
Yeah.
I don't know if they are or not. I don't know what they're going to do with Venom 3.
I kind of hope they do.
I mean, Michelle Williams.
Because I love that arc.
Well, Michelle Williams is great to begin with. Like, she's a phenomenal actress. Oscar winning, I think, but don't quote me on that. Like, absolutely phenomenal actress and can do pretty much anything she wants. But yeah, I don't know if she's going to be in Venom 3 or not. I hope she is. But the other thing, too, is that, you know, now that you're opening up the Spider-Verse, and we are recording this before Madam Web has come out into the theater, so we don't know how that movie is going to affect all of the Sony Spider-Verse films or how it's going to affect the MCU. So sky's the limit for the Sony Spider-Verse and Venom 3. I just hope that they stay away from the symbiote versus symbiote fight and they actually have symbiote versus a different type of power set character. That's just the geek in me wanting this more than I could possibly imagine, but here we are. Gary, thank you so much. Now, before we go, please remind our listeners what your keep, watch, and pass movies were for movies starring Woody Harrelson.
I am keeping Natural Born Killers. I'm watching Zombieland, and I am passing a hard pass on The Man from Toronto.
And I am keeping Zombieland. I am watching Semi-Pro. And I am passing on Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Carrie, thank you so much for this. Now, to you, our listeners, before we go, I want to remind you, March is just around the corner. We have a very special month for you for Keep Watch Pass. All Mondays are going to be Razzie themed. So be sure to tune in every Monday in March for a Razzie themed episode of Keep Watch Pass. Until then, you guys know the drill. If there is a topic that you want us to cover, hit us up on social media at NotThatBadcast or go to our website at NotThatBadcast.com. And while you're there, check out all of our other shows and hit up our Coming Soon page and let us know your thoughts and your picks on all the shows that we are recording in the near future. Until next time, she's Carrie. I'm Jay. You guys are awesome. This is Keep Watch Pass on the It's Not That Bad podcast channel, a proud member of the Pantheon Podcast Network. Take care.